Please. All right, please say that with a straight face.
Did you breathe? 1, 2, 5, go. Did you know that the guy that played Jar Jar Binks received death threats because they said that he is the reason why the trilogy didn't work out? Because his character was so bad and couldn't connect with children, because not only did it have a speech impediment, but it was just a dumb character, that the guy received death threats for playing that character. For what he did.
Dude, that's
as
terrible.
An animation.
All right, so this guy is probably very happy that the sequel trilogy came out because that saved his life. I mean, seriously, no one's thinking about Jar Jar Binks anymore. They're like, well, Jar Jar Binks, I love him.
Well, and see, it's funny. George Lucas created the character inspired by Goofy from Mickey Mouse, right? But has gone on to say Jar Jar Binks wasn't what he wanted him to be in the Star Wars universe.
I can believe that.
But can you imagine getting death threats? Like, Jar Jar Binks wasn't that bad. Like, there were far more characters that I disliked over Jar Jar Binks.
Like who?
The flying guy in the Mos Eisley spaceport or wherever, where they had to get the parts for the power generator. The guy with the wings, the little guy that was Anakin's boss.
Oh, yeah, that dude. But he was supposed to be unlikable. Jar Jar Binks was supposed to be a character that you liked, or like at least the kids would like.
Yeah, he was for the children. He was supposed to be the Wu-Tang of frickin' Star Wars and be for the children. And he shit the bed.
He was basically Carrot Top for the Star Wars.
which is horrible. Like, I mean, every single most hated Star Wars character list starts with him.
I don't know about that now, because now it's like, I mean, you have, okay, maybe not the characters necessarily, but the storyline for the sequel trilogy is,
dude,
it's just terrible.
I Googled most hated Star Wars character, and it doesn't even go to a website. Google answers it for you and just says Jar Jar Binks. Okay.
Well, Jar Jar Binks, duh.
You don't even need to go to the website. We're just going to tell you the answer. It's Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, they're like, oh, no, it's right here. It's right here. So there are so many problems with this sequel trilogy. Like, first, we already talked about the Anakin Skywalker thing, right?
Where, I found a list where Watto's number one.
That must be on, like...
It's moviepoopshoot.net.
There you go. Someone's like, let's not put Jar Jar Binks number one. It's like Rolling Magazine when they do the top 100 guitar players. And they're always like Jimi Hendrix or Dwayne Allman. And they always kind of just go back and forth between those two. And every once in a while, they'll maybe throw someone else up there. But it's always like the same people in the top 10. And they're like, you know what? Let's give it to this guy this year, because he hasn't come out with anything in 45 years. So there you go. It's always a dead guitar player. It's never someone who's alive.
But anyway, we talked about the Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, the whole
thing.
Purpose of the six films, the original six films, was that Anakin Skywalker kills or destroys the Sith by killing Palpatine and himself. Mm-hmm. He sacrifices himself, right, to end the Sith.
Right.
But then the next three movies just totally obliterate that sacrifice.
Right.
Like,
which is, I feel like, was them fishing for material. Yeah. Like, who's the bad guy going to be? Oh, well, we'll just make up this Supreme Leader Snoke, who I don't even know what that dude's backstory was, but it all just leads back to the Emperor again.
Okay,
like,
so you see that? Let's talk about that, because that is one of the problems with the sequel trilogy. Snoke, in episode 7, in the first of the three movies, he was this, you know, mysterious guy, and he was the leader. You know, he was in charge. It was almost kind of like an Emperor Darth Vader type of thing.
Right.
So we didn't know much about him, and we were hoping that in the next film, more about him would be revealed, which wasn't. None of that was revealed. It turned out like, oh yeah, let's just get rid of him. It's like Snoke and his backstory. What's the deal with him? Where did he come from? You know, like, and then all of a sudden, like, nope, screw you, fuck that guy, you're out. Guess what? Kylo Ren is the actual bad guy of the series. And you're like, oh, well, what was the whole point of hyping this guy up then?
But he
There was no
wasn't.
reason.
But he wasn't, which makes it even crazier.
No, people hyped him up. Not like I'm not gonna say like the execs did or the creative team did. I mean, they did make him very elusive, which of course brings hype, right? The people are gonna they know, you know, specifically like, hey, if you introduce like this villain character and just throw him in there for a quick moment, people are gonna be like, hey, who was that? And then people are gonna be talking about it, like, who was that guy? Who was that? And people are gonna start speculating. Oh, that was the that that must be this guy, or this is him, or that's that. And then in the next film, they just get rid of him. They're like, all right, yeah, you know, all this everyone was hyped up about this guy. Guess what? He's a nobody and he's gone. So you got
Dude, the
nothing to worry about
Shocker's
with that.
multi-purpose. I'm just thinking, like, I'm rubbing my eye and picking my nose at the same time. It's beautiful. But yeah, no, that's ridiculous. And I feel like we can go a couple different ways. We can go back and forth. Like, there's so much hated and so much love, though. Like, did you see Solo?
Yeah, I saw that.
My two favorite characters were in that movie, and now. This one's going to throw a lot of people for a loop because Chewbacca has always been my favorite character. Hands down, every single movie he's in, gangster.
Anyone who
But,
does not love Chewbacca has no soul,
right.
period.
My second favorite character didn't come about until the Solo, the Star Wars movie. And then all the other trilogies and everything else makes sense. Okay. So my second favorite character is the Millennium Falcon.
Interesting, because it's
Because
actually has
it's a
AI.
living thing. Because you didn't realize what the connection was. You didn't realize how far it went. You didn't realize why Lando Calrissian was so happy being back in the cockpit. It's because his best friend was there.
Yeah, that's
And
right. That was
you
a
didn't
cool
know that.
little, that was a cool twist that they put in that. That was like one of those, oh snap. Wow.
Right.
Like, you know, that was one of those things. I was like, damn, I got more respect for the ship now. You
Right.
know, and I
And then,
understand his connection to the ship more so.
just like the Mandalorian, too, one of the unsung heroes is Nick Nolte. His character was
Oh,
awesome.
yeah, that's right.
Awesome. Like, they're doing so many things right, and then they just do stupid shit. Like,
They make like the movies that are supposed to be the most important ones, like they treat it like fan fiction.
Moff Gideon. Pissed me off. Okay. Of course, Giancarlo Esposito is an amazing bad guy. In Breaking Bad, that dude was
I
gangster.
know.
But in Star Wars, no. They could have gone, they could have done so much.
I thought he was pretty good as that character.
No, but as a bad guy, like, no, he wasn't. The character was good and it had so much potential. But the last episode, him sitting in the control room on the floor like a little pansy, like, come on.
Dude, did you see what just happened to him though?
I
All right,
did.
so just spoilers for everybody if you haven't seen the Mandalorian series yet. But yeah, he got his ass handed to him.
He did, but what he built that character up to be. I never expected him to be lying down
You
and
also have
taking
to
it.
remember that that guy, his character is an older person. Even though he
He
can
is.
still hold
So,
himself in a fight, like the Mandalorian is a much younger person and is a
right.
better fighter.
He
And he's
should
more
have gone, he
prepared.
should have died. He should have gone out swinging.
He
That's
no,
what I expected
he
from that
tried to off
character.
himself, remember?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because
So
he knew who
he
was
went the
coming.
cowardly route instead of going out swinging and like fighting? Like, all he right. tried to off himself? So, come
now
on.
Now you have to think about this. He knew who was coming.
Right.
Right. Luke Skywalker was not a secret to people of his position.
Right.
On top of that, at that time, nobody knew the truth about how Darth Vader and the Emperor died.
Right.
They only know that Luke Skywalker walked into the Emperor's
Luke what? Chambers. Skywalker?
Skywalker. That's right. Yeah. All right. The only thing that people know is Luke Skywalker, he walked into the Emperor's chambers,
mm-hmm.
right? And then he walked out, no Emperor, and Darth Vader dying.
Right.
That's it.
Right. And that pissed me off too.
But I mean, that shouldn't piss you off. I'm talking about how the only people just assume that he took out two of the most dangerous people in the galaxy single-handedly.
But he didn't.
Right? No, yeah, but that's not what people know, right? Mm. People just know Emperor's gone, Darth Vader's dead, and here's Luke Skywalker. And they're like, mm-hmm. this guy is freaking dangerous.
Which they were really, really good at thinking of the details of Luke Skywalker, okay? When you see Return of the Jedi and he's got his lightsaber in the air and he gets shot in the fake hands and gets that laser burn on his hands.
Mm-hmm.
If you look close enough in the second three movies that they redid and brought him back, you could see that his hand still has the mark on it. So they were thinking about continuity definitely in that, but I don't know. I just think they played it too safe. And that they could have done so much more. Because The Mandalorian up to the last episode was amazing. It really was.
Great.
And the twist at the last, it's just you can't have somebody that you're fearing for an entire series just bitch out and trying to off himself. Like, I know
that. See, but that also tells you the fear that Luke Skywalker, you know, put into these people. Like, people were so afraid of him. So there is that side of it, though. You have to think, like, this guy who scared the living crap out of everybody, right, from the end of season one all the way through season two, right, himself rather died than to face Luke Skywalker,
mm-hmm.
right? That tells you how powerful just the legend of Luke Skywalker was, you know. Look what he did, though, on his way into the control room. I mean, dude, he took out an entire fleet of robots.
Mm-hmm. He did.
That was badass. And you gotta admit, that was pretty badass.
It is, and that's it was gangster.
In fact,
it was gangster.
I'm gonna go watch that scene after this. Because that was a freaking awesome scene.
So I'm gonna pull up this list here because it doesn't have Jar Jar Binks at number one, and we can just go through a couple of the people that were hated in all of the Star Wars, like all the movies, because there's a couple on here that I really, really don't like. Okay. Ooh. the chick from what was it, from Jurassic Park? God, what's her name? She played the blonde in the original Jurassic Park.
The wife or the little girl?
No, the Dr. Grant's Sadler, Dr. Sadler.
Oh, the girlfriend, not the wife. She wasn't
married. Right. She played the vice admiral, and that really, I didn't like her at all.
Oh yes, that's right. Yes, that was a crappy character.
It really was like, oh, she's going to go down with the ship. That's so stupid. Like, why build up this character so much? Like, no.
Because she has
thank
to die
you.
A hero's death.
Stupid. All right. So on this list, they got Watto.
Just had a droid do that.
Exactly. They got Watto as number one. And Watto was the guy who owned the shop and owned Anakin and his mom and his mother. Do you know Anakin's mother's name?
Shmi.
Yep. Shmi. In the Phantom Menace. I didn't like him much. Like, just as a character goes, I get what you're saying. He's supposed to be the villain and unliked, but he was so, what's the word for it? Cartoonish. He seemed cartoonish to me. Like, they could have done so much better with the animation than like a fat little guy with wings of a freaking hummingbird.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to defend the character, right? But I will say that that episode one was geared more towards children than any of the other Star Wars films, simply because one of the main characters was a child. Now,
Right.
that's my thinking behind it. I don't know for sure, but I assume
No,
that
and
that's what.
everybody, this is all speculation. Joe and I do not claim to be Star Wars aficionados. We don't know everything. So
What?
please don't take what we say as gospel, okay? We're
I
just
don't think
two
they do.
idiots
It
in a
literally says, I don't
podcast.
know, in the title of our show.
Exactly. We don't know. We're just speculating. All right, so number two on this list, I totally agree with, and I'm going to prove the point right now because I think this is one of the most forgettable characters
Number three?
in what?
Number
Number
three?
two.
Number two.
Number two. Who was the male partner in Rogue One? What was his character's name?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
Cassian Andor.
Okay.
He was so underwhelming. He was the backbone, right?
Yeah.
He was just there to like fill plot holes. Like,
I'll be honest, Rogue One I thought was a good film, but I felt like there was just too it was just too much story. Like there
yeah.
was like too much backstory to a standalone film.
Right.
Like, if they really wanted to give that much of a backstory, they might as well just made it like two films.
Right. And it could have been so awesome. You know what happens? Any Star Wars fan knows they're all gonna die, but how they made them die? They could have lived. They so could have lived. It's
Oh
so
yeah, I
dumb.
know. It was
It's
like,
so dumb. Like they
hold
just have to
me.
die, so we're just gonna make it that way. Like
Hold me so that we can die together.
stupid. Number three, Jar Jar Binks, which we've already talked about. And if you know the actor, I don't know his name and feel like sending him death threats, that's messed up of you, but this is America and you could do whatever the fuck you want.
Actually, you can't send death threats. That's not protected by First Amendment rights.
Oh, it's not? Oh, okay.
No.
All right. Well, then just word it differently than you want to hurt them. Word it as in, like, if you just so
Like,
happen to
say,
hurt yourself,
you could
then I
write to
would
the
not be
person.
upset.
I think it would be acceptable to write to the person and be like, dude, no offense, but your character, Jar Jar Binks, deserves lethal punishment.
See, I loved him though. Like I'm one of the few people, and you guys can talk as much smack to me as you want. I like Jar Jar Binks. Sometimes in a serious moment, you need stupid. Okay?
Well,
You
yeah,
want
they.
stupid and you're in a serious moment, invite Joe and I to your wedding. We will help you out. We will bring all the stupid. It's all good.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to feed us and put us up and get us
Trust
there
me,
and
that day you bring us there, those moments will be dinner table talk for the next 20 years.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, doesn't matter if you're Jewish, if you're Christian, if you're Alibaba, whatever, if you're Yabba Dabba Doo, we got you. We're like chameleons. We could fit in any scenario.
Yeah, we're good at
Okay.
that. So,
Number four is Newt Gungry, which was the Trade Federation guy. Like that whole Trade Federation thing was so dumb because you knew they were puppets. Like the most gangster character in that whole movie was Darth Maul. Everybody knows it. And the whole Trade Federation boycott was so dumb.
those guys were a bunch of pushovers.
They were.
They knew that the only power that they had was they could stop ships from coming to this planet. That was it. They're like,
Yeah.
yeah, we can do that, but we can't do anything else. So they go run and hide for the rest of the trilogy.
Right. Yeah, you see their people one more time when you're in the big Senate hearing. You also see the ET people, which I thought was really wicked that they threw them in there.
So you know what that means.
Yeah, exactly. ET is part of the Star Wars universe.
That's right. So just remember, when you're watching E.T., there's Jedi's around somewhere.
Yeah, and Drew Barrymore was one of the first big stars in a Star Wars movie, and she didn't even know it.
That's right. Yep, true.
Number five, I don't agree with. I don't agree for so many reasons, but it's Rose Tico.
I understand why she would be on the list. Okay,
Okay.
I wouldn't necessarily agree I think that the first of all, the actress did a good job.
She did a phenomenal job.
Did, yeah.
And as
But
a character,
it's not your
she was the only
fault when they
person that
write.
wanted to do the right thing. Finn's trying to take off, and she stopped him. She whooped his ass. Like, she
Yeah.
is the reason why a lot of the stuff happened in those three movies. Like, she was the driving force. Like, she was the one on the red planet, red and white salt planet, driving towards the bat. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
She
she
shouldn't be on
saved
the A
him.
list.
She went on that whole adventure with him. But the problem is that that was a character that I don't know served a real purpose.
Yes, she did. She was the driving force as to why the main character decided to do the right thing because he was doing the wrong thing and she kicked his ass.
No, I get that. What I'm saying is that I thought that whole thing with Finn was already addressed in the first film. With him trying to run away and just get away from the from whatever they are, I forget the bad guys.
Yeah, but didn't she also stop him from killing himself? She crashed into a speeder.
At the end. Well, that was the thing. See, the thing is, at the end of the first film, instead of running away, Finn decided to stay and fight. Right? He was like, you know what? I'm gonna fight. And they kind of hyped him up to be like as if he was going to be like a Jedi or become a Padawan or something. But no, they had him fight with a lightsaber and then they give it to Rey, and then Rey is this all of a sudden she's almighty and powerful, and you're like, what the hell
So
happened?
number six is the Vice Admiral. We already talked about her. And number seven is Rey, which here's my issues with Rey, and this will probably piss a lot of people off too. She goes from nothing to something way too fast. Way too
Yeah,
fast. She should
too
not
quick.
have the control of her ability that she does that fast. She has abilities that Luke Skywalker didn't have after dealing with Yoda.
That's true.
This whole mysterious connection where could she could see Kylo Ren and be wherever he, come on.
Yeah, the
Come
dyad,
on.
which I had to look that up because I was like, what the hell is that? And that was never explained anywhere. So I went and looked it up. I found something where it explained like there's like this connection of two people with the force that once they're connected, right? The force, it's like some kind of I don't know, like think of it like some kind of like a magnet for force power, right? Or for force strength. And that's basically what it was. Once they met, her ability in the Force just grew exponentially because of their
It
power
made you feel like
together.
she got all her powers immediately and didn't have to endure like any hardship. She didn't have to go through any trial. She didn't have to go through anything. She made this mysterious connection and with little to no effort was able to defeat Kylo Ren. I mean,
Yeah, well. So the way they explain that out is when is because Chewbacca shoots him in the gut with that longbow blaster, and they use that as like an excuse to why he wasn't in tip-top shape to fight her. But in actuality, a really good trained fighter being that injured, right, and and being that powerful would have still taken her out.
Okay, then part two. Her, it, them trying to say that she's more powerful than Luke was really irritating. Like that she overtook him. Like that, I don't know.
Yeah,
That
and
just really aggravated me. Then we can go to number eight, you
Whoa,
know,
whoa, whoa, hold
'cause,
on, hold on. There's more.
oh.
See, this is part of the problem with the sequel trilogy, is that one, she's overpowered. Two, they send her to go find Luke Skywalker instead of his sister. Like, don't you think his sister would respond? He would respond better to seeing his sister rather than a complete stranger with his dad's lightsaber?
And that, I mean, that, no.
But I do understand. See, here's the thing. Like, I did have an initial issue with the Luke Skywalker storyline in the sequel trilogy, but I thought about it. And I said, you know what? I can understand from the viewpoint of somebody who's looked upon as a hero to everyone, from an early time in his youth, and then as he gets older, he makes some mistakes, and you know, like now he's got to live with this regret of like some things that he's done. And he's like, you know, it's better, you know. But the thing was that you wouldn't think that he would just give up hope. This was the guy who believed that he can make Darth Vader a good person, okay? Like, you can't get more hopeful than that. And then they make him go all the way down to, I just want to go die on this island in the middle of nowhere, right? Where no one will ever hear or see me again.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a stretch, and
right, and to make her a Palpatine and have her be the one that brings balance to the Force, like, I don't know.
I call BS. Oh yeah, by the way, that's another thing. How is it that not only did Palpatine survive, right? Let's just accept that.
Suspend all reality for a second.
Let's suspend all reality for a second. Palpatine survived going down that tunnel, you know, and being vaporized. He survived that. But when he's throwing like the lightning at her and she's using two lightsabers to push it back at him, he doesn't stop it and go, ha, you can't defeat me. No, he keeps doing it until he dies. Like, is he really that dumb?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? And she's like, oh, with the lightsaber. See, I win.
Yeah, that's irritating too.
And that's the weakest part. Is like, how does she defeat the most powerful Sith Lord, like probably ever, right? With two lightsabers and barely any training at all.
She really didn't have any training. Really didn't. It's irritating.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, she had barely any training.
She had so much potential for an awesome backstory, and they just wanted to try to wrap up all this stuff in three movies, and I think they screwed up when they did that.
Absolutely.
Because they easily could have gotten another 9 movies out of everything that this woman could do.
Well, there was supposed to be 7, 8, 9, and then 10, 11, 12.
Right. Who knows where the hell that's going to go.
But I actually heard, because 7, 8, and 9, the original 7, 8, and 9 storyline was completely scratched.
Mm-hmm.
And they started brand new with this
crap.
Shitlogy, right? They, someone, I forget who, but someone actually talked about the real storyline, which was the main, well, the villain of like at least the first one was going to be a woman, and then it was going to be found out in episode 8 that she works for Darth Maul. And it was going to be more of like and he's not a Sith actually, so it wasn't going to be Sith, but it was going to be Luke Skywalker training a group of new people.
Right.
While they're fighting Darth Maul and this like crime syndicate that he was running. And that would have been the storyline for the rest of that. And then 10, 11, 12, I don't know what that storyline was going to be, but I heard that 7, 8, and 9 was going to be like the best out of all four trilogies.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And then, all right, so where were we? Okay, next one up. I totally agree with, and I don't know if this is for the character itself or the actor they got to play it, but Anakin Skywalker really pissed me off. Like, in the first movie, he was gangster, the pod racing, the whole deal, the whole backstory, and then, you know, suspending belief and thinking that he's like 9 and Padme's a queen and they get together. Like, like, there's a whole bunch of issues with that. Things that would put most people in jail. But if you suspend that reality, the character for the second and third movie was just annoying. Just really annoying. Him as a Padawan, couldn't stand him. Whoa. Him as the, I'm going to be really, really angry and I'm going to kill everybody.
He's a teenager. Teen angst, you know? And he's just a moody, he's like a moody angst teen. That's what he right. is in that movie.
But was it the character itself or the fact that Hayden Christensen just wasn't a good enough actor for the role?
All right, so George Lucas actually commented on that, and he said Hayden Christensen played Anakin Skywalker perfectly. The problem is people don't like the character. They say he did a great job.
And he did.
I've seen him in other films, and he is a good actor.
He right? did. He is, and he did a really good job. But when they were on the lava planet, like, I feel like he was a shitty actor.
Well, I think that's the thing, is that he's so confused because of his emotions that he can't. He just acts like that. I don't know, but that, you know, I understand why people feel that way. He's not supposed to be a character that people really liked or whatever.
No, I've seen Hayden Christensen's other movies, like Jumper. I love that movie.
That movie,
like,
awesome.
The movie where they were takers. That movie was awesome. Like, he's done a lot of good since Star Wars. I don't feel like he was good enough for Star Wars.
By the way, he's coming back for the Obi-Wan series.
He better not be.
He is. But he's coming back as Darth Vader.
Oh, Jesus.
So he's going to be Darth Vader. I mean, actually, I don't really know, because they haven't really released that much information about it. But my impression is that it's the Obi-Wan series takes place on Tatooine, because that's where Obi-Wan is. And Darth Vader shows up somewhere in there. I don't know how or whatever, but.
But it was told in the first movie that, like, he's been on Tatooine forever. He was there to protect Luke. So there's no way that Vader would have come there and not found Luke. Like, that's just setting up for plot holes already.
Maybe. See, that's the thing, is that we don't know if Obi-Wan Kenobi was on Tatooine that entire time. He might have left.
No, we don't. We don't. And I find it hilarious that I'm getting so angry about a made-up, make-believe thing.
It's like the people smashing the TV because their team lost the game.
Right. It's just so stupid. Like, and they're wearing, and I'm not going to down it, because I do own some jerseys. Like, I have a Hank Aaron jersey, and I have a couple football jerseys and stuff. But when you are wearing the undies or the banana hammock and the socks and the scarf and the pants, like, and you're that committed to it, which a lot of people in Cincinnati are, they love the fucking Bengals. Like, they could do nothing wrong, even though they haven't won a playoff game until this year for 31 years. Like, you don't play for the team.
Dude.
Like, you're not on the team. So I don't know why you're getting so mad saying we lost.
Okay.
When maybe the city lost, but you didn't lose.
Yeah, you're not, like, playing the game. Dude, but I got to say, the way the Yankees lost the 2001 World Series was, like, the worst way you could possibly lose. First of all, they had the greatest relief pitcher of all time on the mound, and they had the bases loaded. There's two outs, and the guy hits a broken bat bloop into the outfield, barely making it as a hit. I mean, right. That thing, that was a perfect pitch by Mariano. Broken bat, you could hear the, and the ball barely had any, it had no velocity once it hit the bat. It was like a dead ball. And
which, you know, we could totally get into. Because I'm even wearing the hat from the Subway Series in 2000 when Roger Clemens threw the broken bat at Mike Piazza.
Roid rage.
Yeah. But we're not going to get into that, because we're talking about Star Wars.
Yeah, I know.
We could have an entire episode about Yankees.
Bro,
next one, number nine.
And still hit a home run.
Number nine, Boss Nass, which I don't agree with. The character played the role. He was good. He had that stupid thing, which was fucking annoying.
Oh,
but.
Yeah. That was annoying.
And then number 10, I totally don't agree with, and I don't even know if I want to say this out loud, because I think she is one of the most gangster characters that I've ever seen as far as a Jedi goes, and that's Ahsoka Tano.
Oh, yeah.
Rosario Dawson with the double white lightsabers. Like, come on, dude. Come on.
So what's their beef with that one? I don't get it.
They say this one was the most disappointing on the list because it is guilty of the worst crime many different fans' eyes have ever said, is that they wasted the potential of the character. because Anakin having a Padawan during the events of the Clone Wars had so much room for interesting plot lines and setting up inner conflict within both of the characters, and they did nothing with it. They just threw her into the Mandalorian instead of, like, there's so much possibility because she was Anakin's Padawan. They never talk about Anakin having a Padawan.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I just think, why didn't that guy from the bar who had his arm chopped off by Obi-Wan Kenobi, why didn't he make the list? That guy was a dick. He just started a fight for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
He's right. Like, I'm a wanted man. Okay. Well, now I'm going to...
She's one of the best characters. Like, even though in the Clone Wars, they kind of bring her up as like a brat and stuff like that. I love, she might be probably one of my favorite Jedi.
Yeah, but she's not a brat when she's older. Like in the no, she's not. She's not a brat.
No.
But you have to also think like, so at, you know, like her age when she's a Padawan, right? She is going to have that attitude.
Right.
You like that, man. You know, like people forget.
Right. But
that
it's
stuff.
Like, it's like X-Men when they brought Gambit into it as just like a secondary character to help Wolverine. There was so much backstory of Remy LeBeau that they could have gone into for that character. Just have him randomly playing poker somewhere and Logan just so happens to be, you know, in his presence. Like, there's just a lot of like,
well, I mean,
I don't know if she was the right character to bring into the Mandalorian on one side, because, you know, she has so much backstory, but on the other side, she is a Jedi. She's one of the few Jedi left after the Clone Wars. And like, now you see what she's doing, but for the real fan, you know what she was doing, but for doing the character justice, it aggravated me that they just had her randomly show up conveniently when she wasn't needed. But whatever.
But what was cool was that her appearance on The Mandalorian confirmed that Admiral Thrawn exists in this universe,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty cool. I don't know if you know who he is, but mm-hmm. I read about him. He was in the novel series. I forget what it was called, but there was a novel series written by Timothy Zahn, right? And it was supposed to be like the real continuation of what happened after Episode 6.
Right.
So it was supposed to talk about, like, you know, Luke Skywalker is on Coruscant and he's starting a Jedi temple and, you know, they're reestablishing the Republic. So the Princess Leia is reestablishing the Republic and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was a really it's a really good book. I forgot what it's called. Age of Empires.
Something Star Wars.
Star Wars. Oh man, dude. I can't remember it. Hold on, let me see.
All right. So while you're looking that up, the last character on the list I'm gonna mention, I don't know if I know why he's hated, but I think it's stupid. But Mace Windu is the last one on the list of most hated characters in Star Wars. Because he's powerful. He's one of the only ones that uses the fighting style that he does. But in the Clone Wars, they made him dislike Anakin and Anakin's Padawan. And they also made him blindly follow the Jedi code and, you know, this is what the code is and this is how it's going to be. And that's not the character that Sam Jackson created. They didn't create a character that just blindly follows whatever the Jedi code is. And they just totally took a crap with that guy. And that really irritates me because he was really fucking good. He was really good.
So there was three novels, like full on novels written about it. The first one was called Heir to the Empire.
Mm-hmm. Right. And wasn't their son's name Anakin Solo, not Ben Solo?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
The son was called Anakin Solo.
Right.
And then they had another son named Ben.
Right.
No, that was Luke Skywalker's son, Ben. Ben Skywalker.
Right, that's it, yeah, after Ben Kenobi.
Right.
Right, so they got rid of Ben Solo, or they made him Ben Solo instead of Ben Skywalker and Anakin Solo, like...
Yeah. But no, Solo was a... Wait, was he a twin? He was a twin. They there was two of them. Okay. There were twins.
Were they? It's just Disney trying to put out content. It's fucking irritating, man.
Dude, there was a whole world of Star Wars in novels, graphic novels, comic
right,
books.
Right.
They did not use any of it, and they should have. They should have been like, you know what? I like this Heir of the Empire, Dark Force Rising, right? Mm-hmm. And those were like the first two books.
But yeah. No, but here's the thing.
For everyone.
You spend $4.4 billion to purchase a franchise. You're kind of trying to recoup that money really fast. And that's what Disney did. They're just trying to pump out content instead of thinking about the story. I mean, George Lucas started this story in the 70s and didn't complete 6 movies until the 2000s. He was not in a hurry. He spent the better part of 20 years to make 6 movies. It's like that dude, what's Avatar guy? James Cameron. He put out Avatar how many years ago? And he's got 3 more that he's currently filming, but he's not in a rush to put them all out. The next one's not coming out till 2022 because he's trying to do it right and not just trying to pump out content like, you know, freaking Disney and Marvel do.
And that's what they should have done. Like the first movie, I think if they let it be like that, episode 7, I think it would have been fine if they carefully wrote episode 8. Episode 8 destroyed it. It was like the A-bomb on Nagasaki. Right? It just freaking destroyed it. Just obliterated it. And it's going to take years to repair it.
Mm-hmm. It is, if they even are able to.
And then they went, well, that's what the Mandalorian series is supposed to do. It's supposed to help fix that. So
no, listen, Disney had nothing to do with how good the Mandalorian was. That was all Jon Favreau.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's why he did it.
They're hiring the right people to do it. But Disney, I will not give Disney any credit in making this shit better because they didn't do it.
So, you know, so I actually, I read a little bit from the original script. When they first bought the rights, they hired a writer to write a script for episode 7.
Right.
And episode 7 was going to have a Rey type character.
Right.
It was going to also have Luke Skywalker in it. And Snoke was going to be in it. And some kind of a character like, what's his name? See, is someone these,
Finn.
These characters? Are, yeah, Ben Solo. There was going to be a character like that as well, but he was. I don't know if he was going to be the actual villain or not.
I think
he was going to be like one of the Padawans.
And who ended up being one of the best characters in the movie?
Oh, I don't know.
Poe Dameron. And you don't even remember his name.
I know, that's kind of sad. And they, you know what? They made him to be like the Han Solo, the next Han Solo.
Right, and that didn't work. Because
no,
there's only one Han Solo.
Dude, Han Solo was a loner. This guy's not a loner. He was
Han Solo
in.
Wasn't a loner.
And he had Chewbacca. But he played the loner type, even though he really wasn't. Like, no. I don't need a group. You know, I got my thing. I got my co-pilot here, the mechanic.
I did the Kessel run in 12 parsecs.
That's right. Which they had to go and explain how that worked.
Yeah, which I'm so glad they did, but
yeah.
You know. Like, dude, Solo was such a good movie. They could do Solo 2. They could go so many different places with these characters
I think they did that to make something else with that storyline. It might not be a second Solo movie, but there might be another, maybe a TV series or something like that, or maybe another film that kind of talks more about that crime syndicate that mm-hmm. that Darth Maul is running. I think that might.
Which I can't wait to see if they do anything with that.
I hope they do.
They should do more with the Clone Wars. They really should.
Yeah.
But listen, if you guys agree, if you guys disagree, hit us up. We have Facebook, we have YouTube, we have Spotify, we have Anchor. I mean, hit us up on any platform and tell us how you feel, because this is actually a serious situation, because especially in COVID times and just in life, people need the fantasies to kind of deal with the day to day. Like, you get home from work and or you have the kids all day, you just want to sit down, you watch a little Disney Plus and check out some Star Wars. Disney, you know, don't minus. Disney minus, yeah, you know.
If which, you're watching, if you're watching the sequel trilogy, it turns to listen, Disney minus.
That Encanto movie, that shit was good. I'm not even gonna lie. All right, the Hawkeye series,
that good was awesome.
God, was that amazing?
That was awesome.
That was. Oh, I can't wait to that see more awesome. Hawkeye.
I love how they actually started to. That was like the heaviest connection to the Netflix Marvel series. To right. the MCU.
She-Hulk. Yeah. I can't wait to see that. That's going to be incredible. Did you see the new Spider-Man?
No.
Okay. Well, spoiler alert, because it's not going to really ruin anything for you. No, it's not going to ruin. I promise. Matt, they brought from Netflix, they brought Matt Murdock into the movie for like a quick cameo. It was really neat. Like he only has maybe a minute of screen time, but I thought it was funny.
That's cool.
Like he's the first from Netflix, any of the Netflix series to play in the Marvel movies.
There's nobody else.
Like Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist. Because like Kingpin all of
was in Hawkeye, and he was in the Netflix show. It was the same actor and everything.
Right. It was the dude from Law and Order.
The guy Criminal from Intent. Men in Black.
Yeah. Men in Black, Law and Order. He was in the that movie with Denzel Washington where they were cowboys. Magnificent Seven.
Never saw it.
What?
Never saw that.
It's Denzel, bro. It's Denzel. Next, you're going to tell me that you never saw the movie that he got the Oscar from.
I don't know. I don't keep up with that stuff.
Training Day?
Nope, never saw that.
What?
I never saw that.
What? All right. All right. So, for the he's Titans, if I don't know,
he's disowning me as his friend now.
And
he's
this like, is Joe, and he's got to go and watch Training Day real quick and the Magnificent Seven. And
by the way, just to let you know, let everybody else out there know, we've only scratched the surface about the problems with the sequel trilogy.
No, exactly.
I'm dead serious.
And we're going to do this for a couple weeks. I mean, next week we have a really special guest. And you know, we might even bring her in on it and see what she thinks about Star Wars too. But you know what?
Special guest.
Yes. Yes. Next week we're going to be completing our trilogy of Aussies.
Ah, yes. That's right.
So that's going to be fun and something to look forward to. But yeah, so this is just episode one. We're going to have a couple more because we have barely scratched the surface and I'm excited to do so.
And by the way, our trilogy is already better than the Star Wars sequel trilogy.
And Lord of the Rings combined, bitches. All right, guys, I'm Ben.
And I'm Joe.
Have a great night.
Peace.